So that completed the transmission for today. And we can see what else wants to come up now. If you have something to share or to bring up, but we're not going to go into that deeper space. Again, that was extremely profound. How did you do with it?
Sarah, I haven't ever really experienced that, I don't think, before. Normally, well, what happened is I had to lie down. I'm on my sofa and I just went into this deep place and my breathing changed almost like how a dog's breathing changes when they're really at rest. It also feels like there's something disturbing about it. Like just, I think I'm still in it and trying to come back. I like the idea of massaging my feet and my hands. But it's almost like I felt like I was under sand, like my forearms felt like sandbags. And my chest felt like there was weight on it. So I don't know what that was.
That was being deep in the energy.
Yeah, and I feel like I want to cry too.
It could be a release of what we've been living under.
That would be my hunch. And so I'm glad I'm talking about it because it's, like I said, it is a little disturbing. And I also know that I'm still in it. So I'm not all the way back or however you want to say
Right,
that.
and we are still in it. So we're not rushing back. And there's no back to get to. That isn't new. I know the profoundness of that was huge, huge. And we didn't create that, we participated in it. And we're not trained so well to be able to do that as skillfully as we could. It takes an enormous amount of training. And so coming from our daily lives and spending a couple hours getting into that is pretty intense, but quite beautiful. So don't rush.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Sarah. Mark Chicken Dance.
Hi, Mark.
I had kind of a similar experience to Kim's. As soon as you said that there was a great being present, I just fell completely unconscious, just black state, just nothing but blackness. Felt like it was a lucid dream. Felt like it went on forever, but but at the same time felt like it was just instantaneous. It was a very intense, deep stillness. I was able to come back out of it, but very, very slowly. And like Kim, I think there's some residual something going on. I've never felt, I've never fallen asleep like, or whatever it was, that quickly. I mean, I went from a completely awakened state to a deep, deep, deep unconscious sleep instantly. Very interesting. That's never happened before.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that. Does your body feel better?
A little bit. I need to sit with that a little bit more, but yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, we're not rushing back. That was very, yeah, but I'm glad that people are were feeling that presence because it came in very quickly and took us into that ceremony. It was not an invasion, it was an embrace being brought into something that was happening on a higher dimensional level, and we were taken into it.
Yeah, that's how it felt.
Yeah, it's good to go into those deep states like that. I mean, Ken described the same thing. You there, Ken?
Yeah, this is something that happens during quite a few deep meditations where right at the beginning, I'll call it zoning out. I don't know where I go. I have no thoughts associated with it. And right toward the end, I will pop out of it. Like it isn't your voice at the end that wakes me up because when I became conscious, there was still a silence going on, but right toward the end. So I'm somewhere. I don't know where. So it's this happens on a regular basis. Yeah.
But there is a part of you that is aware and knows when, like that ceremony completed itself. And so there was a part of you that was aware of
Yes.
when it was over.
Yes. I mean, that's, I will say, as far as I remember, that's always the case that as the ceremony ends, whether you say it's ending or not, I pop out.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have the same experience of being taken into this deeper space, and I'm taken into a visionary experience of seeing with whatever limited vision I have. Something of what's going on. So I don't, I even, I can say in general, a huge, solid, dark conglomeration of programming and programmed energy was cleared. I saw it, and I don't normally see things in terms of the Egyptian pyramids, but that came to me, and in a way, I can see that as an interpretation through my mental association. So I'm not hanging on to that as part of it, but what I do know for sure is if the masculine distorted power was centered somewhere in the ethers of this planet, there was a clearing of that. Not totally. It's not totally done, but that I would be assured of. My interpretation, I would hold on to loosely. But I am taken into a visionary state there instead of going completely to sleep. How's everyone else doing?
For me, see, I think as you were saying that that being was present or a nanosecond before, like my field of vision with my eyes closed just was inundated with like white light. Like I wouldn't say it was blinding white light, but it was an intense, all-consuming white light. And then, yeah, my body sort of was tingly, and it took me into a deep place. And I usually have the experience that Ken described, where I, especially during the Monday classes, like where I'll just conk out, and exactly what he said, so I don't need to repeat it, but I'll come back even before you've spoken. That didn't happen this time, but I was just flooded with that white light and just but was very conscious in a very deep state, which does not happen to me very often.
I kept drifting off and thinking, oh, I should grab the Be Cozy because my head was dropping. Finally slid down in the chair a little bit, and I remember vaguely that I was awake and hearing, but I don't remember anything. And when you said, okay, let's take the break, all I wanted to do was take a nap. And I'm still feeling that way, like I just want to lay down and sleep. And definitely, when I got up to walk around a little bit, it's like my body was, it was like it was a marionette or something. It was really, it took a while to kind of get embodied. And
Yeah.
I don't feel I'm back yet.
Right, and you shouldn't. I think we'll close early, but I'm here to continue processing. But if you people want to lie down and go to sleep, you can. Are we ready to close for the day? Do people need to go and lie down or just rest? Because that took a lot of energy. So I don't want to push. And I know that we've completed what we were meant to complete today. But if anyone has anything else they'd like to bring up, I'm available.
Sarah, could I ask if you opened up with talking about the discordant note and getting harmonized? It didn't sound like you were talking about the cosmic wound that you described in the writing, but it made me wonder if there was some connection.
Oh, definitely. That was part of the ceremonial healing of that. And like I said, we're not finished. But remember when I started today, I talked about how we have to be in a state that our being can resonate with the new energies. And so the removal of that planetary heaviness, density, is helping or creating the conditions for that fluid resonance to be able to receive the new energies. So, does everyone understand that, what I'm talking about? So, if we can't be, fluidly responsive, tunable, then the new frequencies are going to meet resistance. And so, in order to get into that responsive fluid state, whatever is hindering or blocking, causing us to be unresponsive to these energies, is what is cleared. And this is happening on a big level, not just personal. And so that was part of the creating the conditions for the new frequency to align the planetary consciousness. Does that make sense, Ananda?
Not to my mind, but it'll probably percolate through. We don't have any meeting this evening. Do you have any suggestions for how we spend the evening?
I would just follow what your body wants to do. You certainly, everyone's in pretty much of a, oh, there's the chubby hummingbird again. You want to be careful with yourself, so just be gentle. You don't have to do any more practices or anything like that. I would just say, be gentle and restful as best as you can. Let it all circulate and wiggle through. It was a lot.
Sarah, this is Lisa. With the first meditation, I had a similar experience as Tiffany. And it was about a past life that I was made very aware of and resonated in my body. But the awareness that came up, there was a clear awareness of who I was with in that lifetime that's in my present life now. And rage just came up, and so much of what I was seeing and feeling made total sense that there is that connection. So my question to you is, I'm hitting the feet in the seat, not hitting, but I'm really connecting with the feet in the seat. Is there anything you can share in order to just any insights into this process as I've never been through anything like this before?
Which part of this? The past life part?
The past life and then knowing who it is and then having to process and live in this life with that person. How do I process those feelings? I mean, is this something that's going to need deeper assistance, or how would I work through this from within my own being with the energies?
Okay, so the first piece is I don't hold on to the concept of past lives.
Okay.
I let that be, I hold that loosely. Not that it doesn't exist, but again, it could be parallel dimensions. It's not linear. And so if you're holding on to it as a linear idea, then it's got a grip that prevents the evolution of it into a new state.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
And so if you hold that loosely, the reason you would be back together again or aware of this and together with a person in this lifetime is to evolve and resolve. And so holding the whole thing very loosely, allowing the energies to guide you so that you're not creating another rigid framework around it, would be how I would approach it. Because most people, in some form, we've agreed to be in each other's lives.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
And so there's got to be a greater consciousness that's guiding this.
Absolutely. And that I had that in my heart. It's just the rawness of the feelings. And the linear piece is wonderful information and advice. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. This would be a good space to be in to invite anything that is linear and rigid to soften up, to loosen up. That's would be the opportunity of where we're at right now. And you can just invite a general, non-specific invitation to soften anything that's rigid and extremely resistant within you. And don't try to track it, just extend the invitation. Maybe by tomorrow you'll prefer strawberry instead of chocolate ice cream. Who knows? Anyone else? So the actual solstice, we're told, is occurring something like 4:21 or something like that in the morning. So you'll be in this energy throughout the night and into tomorrow. Even though astronomically there's a moment, it's a whole phase of transition and opening of gateways. And a beautiful opportunity to commune with your being in ways that weren't available before. So, anything else? So we can end now and start again tomorrow at 11 o'clock Eastern. And see what happens over the next, let's see. Oh, so it'll be, the solstice will be in 12 hours. Okay. Last call for anything. Okay. So be very gentle. If you need to, go back to sleep now. And don't do anything strenuous. Okay. Much love and many blessings, and we'll meet tomorrow.